Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, trainer, author, musician, singer, songwriter, friend to you, podcast host, ready to give to you the best of what I've learned over the past 20 years, reading books and seminars and whatnot, and life experiences, just enhancing and advancing my life so I can enhance and advance your life and upgrade your life and update your life. So this is a podcast where we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest and highest passions possible, so you can ultimately show up as the better, best, sharpened, more wiser, higher, wider, deeper version of yourself, so you can inspire others to do the same, because that's what it's all about. It's inspiring, being inspired, being a source of inspiration, and then finally teaching others to do the same, because we're in a constant process of about learning, earning, and returning. That process never stops and it never ends. And I put on an Instagram post recently I put on a post saying, you know, how do you know when your mission on earth has been fulfilled? If you're alive, your mission isn't finished. So as long as I'm alive, I'm going to keep on ticking, keep on going. And if you're alive, you're listening to this wherever you are, in your car, at home, working out, walking your dog, whatever it is, right before you're sleeping, in the morning, whatever it is an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be a part of your life through this podcast, Power, Purpose, and Passion, sharing everything I got to you. So thank you for joining us. What's going on, Cam? How you doing, man? From Chatham, what's up? Thank you for being here, man, and being my power partner and blessing me with your gifts, man.
Thank you. I'm doing really, really well. You know, on this topic of seeing in the dark, I noticed that there's this weird lightness you feel after you sort of deal with things rather than pushing them down.
Yes. And yes.
I don't know. I'm really curious as to what your strategy is when it comes to having things being brought up and then having just so much and no idea where to start.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I have to say that for myself, if you look at the metaphor of life, you know, seeing in the dark, like if you were to turn off all your lights at 1 o'clock in the morning and you were to try to walk around your house with no lights on, I think everybody for the most part could do it, especially if they've been living there for years or decades or even more. And you know where your door is, you know where the knob is, you know where the stairs are. You can pretty much judge based on the darkness. But the reality is, part of the reason why you know where everything is because your subconscious mind is basically drilled into your brain. It takes 10 steps to get to the stairs. You have 14 steps and you just trust. You slow it down a bit, but you're able to navigate yourself through it. Now, if you step on a toy, like I've got kids, if you step on a toy that you're not used to on the stair, you're going to hit it because you're not seeing it. And that's basically what life's all about. We enter new rooms all the time that are dark and they're uncertain. We don't know how big the rooms are, how big the room is. We don't know what's in the room. We don't know where the light switch is. We don't know if there's anything on the ground. We don't know if there's a hole in the ground. So how do we get through a room that's completely dark? We don't know the dimensions of the room. We've never been in that room before. We only can navigate through the house and the rooms that we've been through, even with the lights off. But as soon as we enter a room that's uncertain, that's unknown, we freak out. So how do we get through that? How do we navigate ourselves through those dark rooms when we can't even see with our eyes? You know, and I like what Jesus says, we walk by faith and not by sight. You could have great eyesight, but not great faith, and you're not going anywhere. And I must say, you know, one of my favorite metaphors for life is, imagine you were driving up a mountain going, you know, there's only a two lane mountain, and you're going one lane going up and one lane coming down. And I've driven in a lot of these mountains before in the Caribbean and whatnot. It's scary. These drivers are crazy. And there's no railing separating you from the road to falling to your death, pretty much, from as you kind of make this ride up this mountain. And I often ask people, so how do you drive up a mountain like that when there's uncertain whether the oncoming traffic is going to hit you? And you don't know, right? You just don't know. So then my question is, if you don't know and there's uncertainty that someone's going to hit you or the driver's just going to go off the side of the road, or you're going to go off the side of the road, or some crazy avalanche is going to come hit you and you're going to die, how do you drive up a mountain like that? And people well, you just do it. And I'm like, well, no, but what would you need to have in order to drive up a mountain? You'd have to trust. trust in your own ability, trust that the other oncoming drivers aren't going to hit you. You have to trust that there's not, the mountain's not all of a sudden going to collapse. You got to trust the earth that it's not going to have an earthquake come up beneath you. So for you to drive a mountain like that, you got to have trust. You got to have faith. You're going to have to see without seeing, so to speak. You have to use your eyes, but you also have to use your intuition, your instinct, your experience, your abilities, your skills, in order to trek up a mountain like that. Now the question is, what if you didn't trust? What if you didn't have faith? Then what would happen? You would never get out of your house because you just wouldn't have trust. You wouldn't, fear would be your dominating force in your life, not faith. I'm not talking about religion either. We're talking about practical characteristics, what it takes to actually navigate yourself through your life, through the darkness, how to see in the darkness. And what becomes the beacon that sets you free, that becomes the light beneath your feet, is this thing called faith. Knowing that, okay, I may not be able to see, but yeah, I'm going to trust that, you know what, I'm going to take that leap of faith. I'm going to take a few steps forward. And part of diving into your darkness, diving into what's uncomfortable, and what I like to, what I heard one woman call the hallway of confusion, where we exit one room and you haven't quite entered another room. It's that hallway of confusion where you're not sure. You've left one room, but you're not sure how to get to the other room, where that liminal space between exiting and entering. You've lost a job, but you haven't found a new one. You just exited a relationship, but you haven't found a way to navigate into another relationship. Where you grow the most is in that hallway of confusion. That dark space, that liminal space, is where you grow the most. And that takes faith. And let me tell you, the majority of people, human beings, and I've done this before, I'm not pointing any fingers. In fact, I'm pointing right back at me. And part of the people, most of the time, people will either run to a brand new door without getting the lessons of the hallway of confusion, or return right back to what's comfortable, right back to the door, the hallway, the room they were just in. Even though it may not be the room that they want to be in, at least it's a room that they know. Very few people will open up that new door. Very few people will sit in that hallway of confusion and sit with that tension to hold it there, because that's where you're growing the most. And how do you see? How do you see in the dark? Is by being able to be comfortable in the darkness, sitting and trusting that you're growing, that God's there, that you're going to come out stronger, wiser, more loving, more compassionate, more patient. And let me tell you something, and Cameron even said this yesterday or a couple of podcasts ago, about, you know, if you look at the most transforming moments in your life in the past, I'd say 99.99999% of the time, it's a moment where you were tested. It was a challenge. It wasn't, you know, you got your PhD. I mean, those are nice, but it's where you really grew the most is when it was challenging, where you were tested. When I lost my best friend, when I had to perform CPR on my mom a few months ago, when I had to, you know, my first breakup of a girl that broke my heart, and you just felt like the whole world shattered, or whatever it might be. Those are the most trying and challenging times, but they were the most transformative times in my life. And how did I navigate through that? There, by sitting in that hallway. By sitting in that darkness, holding that tension. And one strategy I'm going to tell you about how to see in the darkness is this, and it's one of the hardest things humans need to learn, but it's so critical and so required for personal spiritual growth. And it's a technique that I learned from a few mentors. And what it is this: you open the mind, you open the heart, and you completely pay attention to your body. Because the body, and there's a Zen saying that says the body is the vessel for truth, for limitless, egoless truth and wisdom. Your body will never lie to you. It always sends you truthful messages. It always, always does. So listen to your body. So if you're going through some sadness or pain or a struggle in your life, part of seeing in the darkness, in that dark place, is sitting with it. Mind open, heart open. And whatever arises in your mind or your heart, as you open it up, and then it manifests in your physical body, whether in your stomach or your neck or tension in your legs or tension in your wherever it is, put your attention in and be present with that tension. And sorry guys, just let me give one sec. It says my internet, it's a little bit unstable here. Sorry. Okay, that's better. So the idea is to be able to sit with that tension and be okay with it and breathe into the tension. So if you feel the tension in your stomach, breathe. Actually, mentally and physically, imagine your breath going into the areas where you're most tense to bring presence to and attention to that tension. And the more you can be comfortable with what's uncomfortable, the more you'll be able to see in your darkness. It is one of the hardest things to do. And the reason why I say that is because what are we taught as humans? To run away from our pain, not to face it and to sit with it. It's to solve it right now, to do it, solve it and or distract ourselves with food or alcohol or Facebook or phone or TV. And like, I'm in pain. What's that one thing that a lot of women like to do? Retail therapy. And everything will be, I'll feel good by buying something. I'll get home and everything will be fine. But what essentially happens is it comes back. The pain and darkness comes back. So one of the ways to do it, I'm telling you right now, one of the hardest things to do is to be able to sit with it. Open your mind, open your heart, get in a meditative state, breathe. And wherever the tension's in your body, put your attention there, be present with the tension and breathe through the tension. And sit with it. Allow whatever to arise. If sadness arises, open your mind to it, open your heart to it. Don't judge it, just be with it. Sit with it as if it's like a child. Sit with it as if it's your best friend. Sit with it as if it's someone that loves you. Imagine, just sit with it. And the more you can become comfortable with actually sitting with it and being present with it, I truly believe, Richard Rohr said this best. He said, if you bring true presence to whatever situation is in your life, that God or your mind or your highest mind will bring about the answers that you need in those moments. Not running away from it, but by sitting with it. It's hard. It's counterintuitive to your mind because your mind wants to get rid of the pain immediately. But I'm asking you to sit with it. And that's how you learn to navigate and see completely blind. Without physical eyes, you see with a greater eyes, and that is the divine eyes, so to speak. And it sucks. It hurts. Because then it opens up doors that you just you pushed under the rug or you denied for so long. It could be a childhood wound, it could be a hurt, someone hurt you, it could be abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. And you know what, to be quite honest with you, it might actually take some therapy. And I have to say that I have my own forms of therapy in my life too, with coaches and therapists and whatnot, and mentors that are helping me, guiding me through the tough times of my life. So in any case, anything to add to that? Is it that, Cam?
Yeah. I really completely agree with basically everything you said. I definitely have a lot of experience with it. Because it's weird when we're in a dark place, we almost feel like it's the end of the world, which obviously it's not the end of the world. Storms don't last forever. Winter doesn't last forever, even though it felt like it was lasting forever this winter.
Yes.
But when... like what's on the other side of that? Is it a place where you never feel it ever again? Like this dark?
No. It's not. Okay. No. Okay. That's the one thing people think. I want to get rid of the darkness. No. Not at all. It's that you become comfortable and you accept the darkness for what it is. You don't judge it anymore. You stop hating the hater. You stop hating the darkness. You actually are okay with it. You stop judging it. Stop judging everything, and you become comfortable with being uncomfortable. You become okay with your past. You become more forgiving of other people's trivialities and idiosyncrasies, because then you've actually done your own shadow work. Because true transformation happens, as Carl Jung says, in the shadow lands, in the shadows. The way to the authentic self is through the shadows, as Carl Jung said. Because if you deny that, if you all you wanted was light, Queen said it, you accept it as a part of you. Yeah, you accept the lightness, you accept the dark places, you accept the good, you accept the bad. We all have unconditional love and forbidden lust in all of us. And you accept the forbidden lust as it is. You actually start to love the forbidden lust. Because if it's truly unconditional love that you want to be an instrument of, then you would actually love that part of you too. You love the hater in you. You love, the alcoholic or the addicted person in you. And you see it as springboards to your greatest evolution and to getting closer to the divine. And that is a absolute, for me, my own experiences, I think the closer I get to my highest self and continue to grow and expand and upgrade my life, the more I know that's the truth for me. I used to hate those parts of me. Like, I didn't like that part of me. But now I'm starting to accept that. Not just accept it, actually, but be able to be okay with those parts of me that come up and observe it without judgment, talk to it, and allow those parts of me to kind of just arise on their own accord. Not that let them dominate me, but to just be aware of it and love those parts of me. And the more I can love those parts of me, the more I can love those parts in other people. And then, you know, then I think that's at some level, and I don't know this personally, that's how Jesus and Gandhi and, you know, Buddha and Mother Teresa, St. Francis, and all these mystical, highly enlightened people, I think that's how they live. Total love, total, and they're not to have one foot in the light, one foot in the darkness. They embody it all. They're okay with it all. So non-dualistic beings, as they call them. But in any case, I think, you know, navigating yourself through the darkness is being able to sit with the darkness. And that's how you see in the darkness. And you become less afraid of the darkness. You start to enjoy those moments of silence and loneliness. It's okay. And boredom is a spiritual, you know, as I heard one speaker say, you know, that any true spiritual experience and spiritual journey embodies the full spectrum of the human experience. And we need to understand that. So in any case, We will return to this. There's going to be a podcast tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, I think at 2:00 as well. We're going to continue this. I think we only got 4 in this week or 3 this week, but we'll have another podcast and we can continue this conversation of navigating ourselves through the darkness. So to your continued upgrading and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. Thanks for joining you guys. God bless. We'll see you again.